Four different study and resource groups were held in the past year as part of the association's Organizational and Educational Models in Theological Education initiative, one of which focused on multiple modalities in the classroom. Members from that group met, researched, and recently produced reports on a range of assigned topics to share with the broader ATS membership. Over the past few months, many academic officers have faced the complications arising from the use of multiple modalities within the same classroom. Since the pandemic lockdowns, increased numbers of students have continued to pursue their theological education online. To accommodate them and the students who prefer to study in person, many schools have developed classes that include both online and in-person students. Ideally, this model can work, but realizing the ideal is more difficult than it might seem. A group of ATS faculty and administrators from schools with experience in using the multiple modalities in the classroom model explored different approaches, identified key questions and issues, and provided the groundwork for ongoing conversations toward improvement. Through a process of exploration and learning together that included gathering additional input from participants at the 2022 ATS/COA biennial meeting, the group produced reports on a range of assigned topics. Faculty training. Equity of student access. Student support. Faculty training. Pedagogical practices. Fostering community in classes with multiple modalities. This digital flipbook includes an executive summary of the group's findings on multiple modalities in the classroom with highlights of key themes as well as links to the full project reports. Future issues of Colloquy Online will include reports from the other study and resource groups that studied competency-based theological education, prior learning assessment, and student human formation. While not intended to be comprehensive, nor the final word on the topics, these reports are intended to provide current effective practices and helpful resources and to promote ongoing conversation in these areas. The Organizational and Educational Models in Theological Education Initiative is focusing on work in the following four areas: 1. Organizational Models, 2. Adaptive Educational Work, 3. Faculty Development, and 4. Formation of Students. In addition to the study and resource groups, identified strategies to complete the work include research, building on findings from the educational models and practices in theological education project and launching new studies, and the Moving Forward in Mission grants.